Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Pop of the Love Sponge After Show. It's me, Lummy, on a blitz with a little bit of the Pomeranian when we talk about sports. But we can't talk about sports because that makes Anna mad. It
doesn't make me mad.
She sits there and looks.
There's a sports show.
She looks miserable. She wants to know when I'm returning her man. Ask your man. When he's returning. I don't know if he's driving with me or driving.
The plan is, as of now, to go with you.
Okay, so we'll be leaving like Friday morning.
Yep.
Something like that.
And then coming back Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
evening.
Something like that.
All right.
Big Mike is dropping by the golf cart today.
Awesome.
Lummy, I talked to Blitz about it. You know, one of these soon. Getting that whole area that you, Rhett, and Blitz work in to look like less of a bomb shelter and more of a working area.
What is your ultimate plan with the other studio?
Whatever you want to do with it.
Okay.
I mean, I know.
Because I know it was like.
I don't think we need it at all. I don't think we need any of it.
Right.
And I think that we could probably keep the board as a parts board for this.
Yeah, no question.
And then any other component that you could potentially use, mic processors, whatever. Like, we kind of go in there, determine what we genuinely could potentially use, and
sure.
then sell, eBay, throw away, give away the rest.
Okay, I just didn't know if you had a plan for that room or what the...
No, okay. As a matter of fact, I'd like to be able, long-term-wise... To make, like, put some shelvings
that's
up.
That's perfect. That's what I was thinking,
and
too.
make it your complete parts room.
Yeah, or, like, the buildings, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Like, but just make it more of an engineering parts room.
Yes.
Like, for, you know, that you had, hey, if you need an extra RE2020, it's in there.
Yes.
Rip out the cabinetry.
Yep.
You know, the whole nine yards,
okay,
and literally make it.
That's perfect. I would love to do that.
Yeah. And then taking the board out, you could just literally probably lean that in the corner
no,
somewhere.
I mean, I'll get it on a shelf or something.
Okay. But nonetheless,
yeah.
You know, because I don't think that room would ever be, will ever, could, or needs to be a studio.
Correct.
You know, so we can. That's kind of what I have in mind.
Yeah, and especially if you end up doing, you know, remodeling the front a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll need space to store some stuff.
Right.
So. All right, that'd be perfect.
And then, you know, if we were to do podcasting from, you know, I want to build a podcasting set on stage.
Yes.
That we might be able to use something out of, probably
sure.
Not.
We can use some of it.
I got to think that maybe some of the boards out of Manson or Carl's office might be more podcasting user friendly than...
Possibly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my plan. My plan is just let's gut it out.
Okay.
Build some shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Probably buy, because if you buy them, you can assemble them and you don't have to
go into the
drywall. You know, like buy. Hell, we can almost, Lummy. Don't we have a bunch of metal shelves in the containers?
Yeah, we did. There should be some there.
whatever, figure it out. Buy shelving or, you know, have them. I just don't like drilling into the drywall. And if you don't have shelves,
they could be freestanding. They don't have to be in the drywall.
Yeah. Build shelves and let it go crazy. That's probably what we probably should start doing.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Lummy, I'm headed to the Yankees game today. I better probably take some sunscreen, wear a hat.
It's a little, not a lot cloudy. It's a little cloudy out, so like that'll help. But as far as burning wise goes, that's the worst.
Lummy, I just got an email that said at noon they close that left-handed turn from Dale Mabry onto Steinbrenner Avenue. They close that at noon. So it looks like I'm going to have to go up to MLK and hang a left or go around the stadium down Himes, make a left on MLK, and come in straight from MLK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you're more familiar with that area. I mean,
or if you came around the airport way, like if you take a left at Tampa Bay Boulevard.
Right.
And came around HCC.
Oh.
And then turn it that way.
Lois.
Yeah.
That'd probably be easier, right?
Yeah, and then you make a right into the parking lot.
Look at you.
So make a left on Tampa Bay Boulevard.
Yes.
Take that down to the first, like I think it's a roundabout.
Yeah, it's a roundabout, yeah. That's Lois.
Stay to the right.
Yep.
Head on down, then make another right where I think the...
Martin Luther King.
Buffalo Powder Avenue, whatever.
Yeah, but Martin Luther King, but I think that's like a state of like a DMV. Tags, DMV deal.
Yep.
And then your right-hand Willie right into the joint, and I got like super VIP
dancing
parking.
100 feet away.
And by the way, I'm going to do my my food review eating a hot dog.
Nice.
Because when you go to a ball game, you eat, it's
tradition.
Yeah.
Lots of mustard.
You know what? I could send the merch crick up to go get me a hot dog, and there would be no chance in the world that she would bring a mustard.
She doesn't
pack
want to get
back.
Hit again.
She doesn't want to get a fucking black eye.
Yeah, that'd be a nice thing.
Can you imagine if you dotted your girl's eye right there
for bringing mustard?
Yeah, sir, we're arresting you. Do you know why? You're like, yeah, because my bitch brought mustard to a catch-up event.
Stupid bitch! They hit her in the other eye.
Lummy, did you call your connection and see if you could get me into the UPO?
Yes, I've sent a message over to them.
UPO zone?
Yeah, I sent a message over. Mm. The problem is that they're a little busy.
Yeah, and they're real busy because this is the real deal.
Oh yeah, no,
this is what pays the bills. These 30 days are what pays the bills.
Yep,
right?
Pretty much. Yes, it is.
These 30 days, which I think is only about maybe 16 games, right?
At home games, yeah.
Right. These 16 games. Now, supposedly Blitz went online, and there's not a lot of seating available. Like, this might be sold out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking with St. Louis, that, you know,
Blitz, which
a lot
makes
of
every
events.
Reason for me to have somebody tries to come. I got four, buddy. I got four. Don't sit there, because I did a 2-for-4 deal.
You need somewhere to put your Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
And your hot dog.
My hot. Have you had a hot dog at the game before?
Yes, I have.
What kind are? I mean, are they as good as a Zuber dog?
Oh, nothing's as good as a Zuber dog.
I will put you on warning. I got to poop. I do have to poop.
Oh.
And so I don't want to cut my poop short. You know. And do you ever have a poop window where you got to poop, and then if you hold the poop in too long, then you lose the poop?
It's rare, but it can happen.
We were all kind
episode.
Of wondering something yesterday after the after
oh!
show.
Oh.
Oh yeah!
My God!
Were you able to let one loose?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could tell.
Oh my God! That
from
that
whole
was a poop?
Building
no upstairs.
Yeah, we know.
I went upstairs, which is what I do a lot when I want to poop. Because listen,
hold on.
I feel
on.
There's a layer of building between us.
Oh, there wasn't anything between
oh,
that.
You did it
I'm
in
call
the
you
clubhouse,
DCAP Junior.
Bubba, oh. Lummy thought it was the drains all backed up. We were
I thought
looking
it was a dead rat.
We were looking in drains. He poured water in the. the shower.
Wait, I thought you pooped when you were watching your videos.
You know, Blitz, I might want to, honest to God, get a hold. I know that I promote Allen Plumbing, but we might have a backflow problem here in the building. Because sometimes in the clubhouse, it'll smell like poop. And a lot of people say it's because, you know, I got a sink up there and I have two toilets up there.
Yeah, but if you use them fairly often, that shouldn't be a problem.
But I don't. And so a lot of people's like, because you don't run the sinks and you don't run that one bar sink that the P-trap gets dry.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is put water in it.
And it call yeah. So once a week, I need to go up there and run the
water.
Wait
a minute. Yep. I thought you pooped when you were watching the videos very loudly down here.
Well, I did, but then...
He said it was only Barbie boots.
Yeah.
Oh, but then you
not,
had the,
not good.
The grand slam was upstairs because Bubba, it was fucking bad.
It was sponsored by Hormel Chili.
It sure was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I thought it was a dead rat.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, once you get a real good, once you get a good shit going, I mean, nothing is more liberating.
We were all walking around with our shirts over our faces.
We had
more masks on than we did during COVID.
I'm going to have to get one of those automatic air fresheners to spray in the hallway there.
He tried to kill us.
You know,
so
like, Lemmy, you know where that camera is? The Bing camera right there with the painting.
The painting. Yeah.
If I put one of those little deal and it just like every, you know, five, like every hour, you know, spritzes a little, you know, little vanilla, little something.
Yeah, something.
Oh, I had a shit yesterday.
And yeah,
I got
we
a
know.
Shit. I got a shit now. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have not even told Dan, my doctor, this. But I was going through I thought I had maybe colon cancer.
Oh, no.
Oh, because you're bleeding
when was
so
this?
Much?
No, well, like about 3 weeks ago, I went like 2 straight weeks with every one of my bowel movements being very bloody.
And bright red?
Bright red. And so I've been through this before where it's an anal fissure or it's a hemorrhoid.
Right.
And so, but usually that only lasts about, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days. Well, this lasted about 3 weeks. Every shit that I took was, I just almost locked myself up because I thought I was on regular radio. every poop I took was just like, I mean, looked like a fucking murder scene.
Oh.
So, dang.
So just last week, it completely stopped. And now I'm back to just regular, you know, shit. When I wipe, I used to be I'd wipe. And sure enough, that first wipe, you know, you always look. And it looked like, you know, somebody killed a baby. And like literally.
You're having a miscarriage.
And I was like, I didn't tell the merch crick because she would have been just flipped the fuck out, had me going to the doctor. I didn't tell Dan because I've been through this before. I think you all kind of know your bodies a little bit.
Yeah.
And I like, listen, so. I've been through, this is not, and I Googled it, and it's like, you know, if it's dark brown, dark blood is bad, but
dark brown,
really red blood is one of like three things. A hemorrhoid, an anal fissure, or like a polyp, which a polyp's not good.
No, hemorrhoid.
But I think it was a hemorrhoid with maybe a blowout O-ring chaser, and okay. It just finally healed itself. And my shit.
Can you feel it when it puckers out?
Yeah, your ass is pro. Yeah, and it. But the thing about it is, you don't have to push your asshole back in; it just naturally goes back in.
No, when you're pooping, Bubba, are you a hard pusher?
Well, that's another thing. I used to be a hard pusher,
okay.
And when I would hard push, I'd sometimes get the blood.
Well, yeah, it's not good for you.
So I've been trying to, when I have a shit, go shit. So it 'cause I got the urge,
I mean,
and I'm not having to push.
Yeah.
But so like I just told Anna a few minutes ago, hey, have you ever had it like where you have a shit, then you lose it? Well, I've been trying not to lose my shits. And so when I got a shit, I go shit.
Okay.
And then I feel like I've had a better result with regards to not blowing out my asshole and having, you know, bright red.
Sometimes the feeling disappears, but other times it increases, right? It gets worse and worse and worse and worse until it's an emergency.
No. Like, I never have an emergency.
Really?
No, never. I can fucking hold my shit. But,
oh, no.
But, no, but.
Yeah, I cannot.
I can be hurt.
I can be hurting, but I can still hold it.
Yeah, ooh. I can, you know. I think the older you get, the more, you know, the more you've conditioned your colon.
Oh, I
to,
can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I could shit. Like, I could really, really have to shit, and I could, you know, I could hold it 5, 6, 8, 10 minutes if I needed to.
Oh, I mean, I've gone to events and, like, gotten there, and I was like, ooh, I could probably go right now, and, like, hours later, been like, okay, I have to now.
Yeah.
Hours?
Yeah, if you have to.
Hours.
Oh,
I mean, look, there's sometimes when it's like, hey, look, I got to get to a bathroom ASAP, but, like, for the most part, man, you can hold it.
I mean, look at my bladder control. I drink, you know, usually at least I like, I've been drinking tea, Lipton's iced tea with like Sweet and Low or whatever the fuck, like Splenda.
Okay.
I've been drinking that.
I saw you had like a Monster tea today.
I did. Oh. I did. So I drink probably three or four can, like usually two Monsters in a bottle of water I drink for during the show.
It's a lot of liquid.
But I very rarely go to the bathroom.
I know.
I mean, you know, I can
go. Lately, the past, like recently you have, but.
Yeah, a little bit, like maybe once a day. But there'll be weeks that I'll go and never, you know.
Leave your seat.
Yeah. Today I got up and wanted just to go look outside, and Anna and I had a little confrontation in the green room, and I kind of got a little physical with her, and then she fucking yelled, like, if you just touch her, like,
I didn't even hear her.
I know, thank God.
I'm
going somewhere with this blitz, so I go. So I grab her, and I try to get her, like, in a wrist lock, and she immediately, like, ow! Like, remember when you touch Rain Man?
Trust me, I know.
Remember Dustin Hoffman? As soon as you touch him as Rain Man, he'd go, ah. Like, just even a touch.
Touching her pretty much is like touching Rain Man.
Yeah. She has that same,
the dates?
She has that same type of deal. Not even an accosting, like, you could just go, hey, Anna, and, like, kind of act like you're going to grab her hard, and she instantaneously makes it a big fucking ordeal. So I said to her, I said, listen, bitch, why don't you shut the fuck up before he comes in here?
He's slamming at the wall.
And she's like, what do you mean? And I go, if he comes in here, he'll shoot me, and then there is no more show. Have you ever thought about that, bitch? Have you ever
shot
thought?
A job.
And then she kind of looked at me, and she goes, what? I go, think about it. If he saw me manhandling you, he'd shoot me, and but then you don't have a job. And she's like, oh, okay, Bubs. And then she went and got, then
you slammed against the wall.
And then I slammed her again. No, I didn't. But then, then fucking bitch didn't have what she was looking for. She was looking for an ice cold water, and she didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
So I go, oh, guess what, bitch? I got some cold one. I got some cold ones in mine. My fish. Oh, Papa, we can have a cold water, Papa. And I gave her a cold water.
You did. Thank you so much.
So next
that's when Kevin was here.
Right.
Because it was just me and Kevin in the studio.
Thank God Kevin was in here distracting you, because you're usually around every fucking nook and cranny. And every time she makes a little outburst, you're out there fucking red light, red dot, Willie.
Well, yeah.
That's his job.
Well, you do understand, Blitz, as you've gotten to know her a little bit, that her screaming might not be a big deal. Like, it could just be an outburst, so
She could yell like someone's ready to kill her, and I say, what's wrong? She goes, I think I saw a bug.
Oh, right.
Geez. Well, that's usually when I start gagging.
Usually, please understand, Blitz, before you are unholstered and are taking aim, that it could be a false alarm.
Of course.
False you flag. Could shoot a guy, and he didn't even need to be shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Try to assess the situation before you just start fucking shooting.
That's what the taser's for.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I get... yeah, exactly. Anna, how much would it take? Give me a dollar amount for us to tase you. For 1 second. We're just playing a game. We're not going to fucking tase you. But like if I said, Anna, how much, give me a price for me to put that on your arm. For Blitz, can you do it for 1 second once? Yeah, right there. How much for that?
$1,000
for real? If I said I'll bring you $1,000
like
tomorrow,
I may have undercut myself. $10,000.
If you get a BH tattoo, we'll promise not to do it.
Okay, well, I'm not Carmen.
You know what the thing about it, Blitz, talking about that is, I can't believe that flew corporately. How in the fuck did that? Now, I was somewhat insulated back in the day because I wasn't in the studios. I was a satellite facility.
Sure.
So it wasn't happening on corporate ground, so to speak. But how can you tattoo your co-host's butthole on terrestrial radio? I'm asking
Did they do it on the air?
I think so.
Or was it got it done and she showed the guys?
No, I think it was on the air and she also showed.
It was
I think Kyle Roos did it. He's a stand-up guy.
Happened. Like, how did... And I'm not trying to be Johnny Sour Grapes or anything like that. Like, I'm just trying to wrap my head around how that works. Like, how that's not a,
you know,
I've been fired for less. Like, I don't understand necessarily how that works. And who'd want to get your butthole tattooed? My Lord! First of all, nobody can see it. And second of all...
Oh, I don't know. I think a lot of people saw it.
Yeah, Jim Norton did.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and Big J. Big J Okerson. They were both in studio and she...
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Pull down her pants and showed him her asshole because she's classy like that.
Yeah, and then she concussed you.
No, that was, I think, after she concussed me, but nevertheless.
But nevertheless, how does that whole fucking world of that particular show with that particular person or those group of people, how are they allow, like, I don't get it. I don't get, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What's up with this Trey Nichols deal?
Tyree, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Tyree Nichols. They're doing an investigation.
They got apparently 20 more hours of footage they need to comb
20
through.
20 hours?
Yeah, wasn't the,
the arrest was what?
I don't know. I felt like it was only a few minutes, but maybe I was wrong. It was probably like leading up to it afterwards
and
talking
about
it.
Faced a judge for the first time Friday. All five pleaded not guilty.
Just letting you know, there's a part of the video where I don't know if he's dead or just injured, but you may not want to show it.
Sorry. And we can't really play a lot of it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's right.
I am, because we'll get a copyright, Willie. But I will tell you that all five police officers now, I think this was, they all pled not guilty, but was this their arraignment? Five fired police officers pled not guilty and drivers beating. So I think this might have been their first time. I think she set it up, and I'll just play it quickly.
Yeah.
I think she set it up by saying that this was maybe their first court appearance.
I believe so, but don't
I think
quote
so.
Me on it.
Yeah, me too. Hold on here. Let me see. Let me just see here. It's given me a.
Of Tyree Nichols faced a judge for five former Memphis police officers charged in the beating death of Tyree Nichols faced a judge for the first time Friday.
There you go. So, okay. Yeah, this is the first time that these five police officers have actually. Is that called when you're arraigned?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is when you
the
face.
The first time you're seen in front of a judge?
Yes. This is like when the state now has come up with all the party, all the
official charges.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you enter your official plea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, are these guys being held without bond or are they free?
You know, I
I don't know
that either.
I would have to assume they'd be let out with on bail. Or bond,
I would assume so too. But this is such a highly volatile and such
could have been a lot worse. Good thing they were black.
Oh my God! Thank God.
Yeah, it's true.
It could have been so much worse.
Oh, it could have been a Derek Chauvin.
It would have been the end of the United States of America.
It looks like all five of them got out on bail.
Okay.
Well, they got a strong police union nonetheless, and that's usually how it works. A cop, I think Chauvin was out on bail. No, I don't think Chauvin was out on bail. Was he? Let me ask an old girl.
I don't remember.
Hey Alexa, was Derek Chauvin on bail during the trial?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, yes. By the way, I can set up a routine to turn on lights when a person is detected by your Ring doorbell. Would you like to try it?
No, because I don't have a Ring doorbell.
You don't?
Looks like he was released on $1 million bail. Those other guys now, were $250, $350.
Will they, would the police union take care of that? Or do they lawyer up individually? You know? And you know, they're going to have to lawyer up. When you lawyer up, I'm just going to tell you right now, when you've been accused of a crime, whether it's civilly or criminally, which I have been, on both, you know, on all of them but one, the radio station paid for my defense. On the last one, they didn't, and it almost killed me. Because the people that are suing you knows that you have limited resources.
Of course.
And they are a huge, 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 huge Fortune 500 company. And so all they do is churn you. They just churn. They just make everything goes to every ruling has to go in front of a judge. Everything that most lawyers can usually just work out amongst themselves. You know, John calls Jim, their opposing counsel. Hey, Jim. Hey, do you got that discovery from? Yeah, I got it. I'll get it over to you. I knew that if we went in front of a judge, I'd have to give it to you anyway. So, yeah, I'll get it to you. I mean, there's a lot of that that goes on in lawyer work.
And it really sucks. And that's a smart way for them to do it.
Right. But you know, it lawyers can. Fortune 500 companies can absolutely, or even just larger companies or influential people, rich people that have more money than you can just absolutely
suck you dry.
I mean, I lost everything trying to defending myself in this particular lawsuit. My legal bill was $700,000 plus. And it was every dollar I had. Lost my house, lost the studio. But having to lawyer up, regardless of whatever situation you may be in, is the worst. I mean, oh my God, is the absolute worst. Because lawyers, they know that they got you, and then they play the fucking churn game.
Yeah, and big companies, they'll do that to like the little guys.
A lot of times it's called a slap suit. Well, there's a slap one on you.
Yep.
And, you know,
because they know you really can't defend yourself.
Right. And by the time you get in front of the judge, there's been so much money exchanged. I mean, usually, Blitz, it's a $7,500 to $10,000 retainer.
Mm-hmm.
That's on a small case. And, you know, it's, $7.50 an hour, $500 to $7.50 an hour for your lawyer to work on this case.
And what sucks is, like, you know, say you're sued by a company and they say, oh, well, you know, we're willing to settle for $25,000. You're like, there's no way I would do that. And then by the time you're done and you're in court, you're $50,000 deep, you might win, but, you know, you'd have almost been better off just paying it.
Yeah. Or they, you know.
I mean, depending on the case,
obviously. Or they run you dry and then they settle.
Mm-hmm.
And after they've ran you dry, ruin your reputation and ruin you, and then they're like, okay, we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just go away.
That's kind of what happened in my first fish one. We racked up like over six figures in lawyer fees because we were fighting a huge company. And then once they were like, they're not a problem anymore, and they just kind of walked away and said, we're good.
Did they write you a check?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes I write you a check and it's like, you know, $200,000 less than what your legal bill was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, we're going to go ahead and just, and then your lawyer's like, listen, you got to take this deal because, you know, if we go
if
to trial.
They're going to keep churning you.
I mean, my lawyer is like, listen, if we're going to go to trial, it's another $100K.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's another $100K to go to trial.
Our guy was trying to push at this trial.
Yeah. I had Tom Bean that was, you know, that was navigating my deal and telling me what to do.
Mm. I had a guy that thought his pockets were full and they weren't. And my lawyer, you know the law firm, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fop, hop, I lop.
Yep.
Pop, a, mop, bop, dump, yep. E, double, op.
Yeah, and they definitely wanted to go to court. 1.56.
1.56. 1.86. I forget what it was.
Nice figure.
Well, they're going, these five police officers in Memphis now have been arraigned. They've all pled not guilty. Yep. I think it's pretty, you know what, I don't even think that I don't think the state of Tennessee even has to, I think they just hit play on the tape.
Yeah, but they have to show which officer's done what, because, you know.
I know, but I mean, like.
Without, like, breaking it down, all five of them might not be as bad as, like,
right.
Let's say two. You know, I don't.
Yeah, right. Charges.
Yeah, I think the state of Tennessee goes, jury, I'd like to identify each five of these police officers on this particular tape. Here's this guy, and then they play it, and they show what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's this guy, and here's what he did. And then here's the three other dudes and what they did. And you know what? You guys, it's pretty self-explanatory.
I would love to see how they plan on defending themselves. You know, as far as what
they
come up with.
It was so egregious.
Yeah, of course it was.
Especially once he was, like, detained already.
It was so egregious.
Hands behind his back.
You know, yeah. I mean, the guy got his hands behind his back.
Like, honestly, up until that point, okay, you can make the argument.
That
whatever.
He ran.
Yeah. Or he's being violent or something. But once he has his hands behind his back and he's no longer a threat, to start, like, punching him or kicking him, I mean, come on.
Anything short of, and I know that this does not set well with a lot of people. But and this guy could have been a complete scumbag and, you know, killed a whole bunch of people and, you know, whatever, you know, but once you've detained the bad guy,
mm-hmm.
you kind of got to protect them a little bit, even though, I mean, this guy could be the biggest scumbag. I don't know what this guy
but
did.
So your hands are clean.
But once you've detained him,
don't do anything.
You've got him arrested.
Yeah.
You've got him detained. You've got him, you know, hands behind the back, leg shackled, hog tied by however you have them, so that they are no longer a threat. Maybe they could potentially spit on you, I guess, but this guy didn't. But needless to say, once you've detained them and they can no longer physically hurt you, you almost have to switch gears and protect that person.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure they're okay and they're not in the middle of the street and some guy doesn't have their a knee on the back of their neck and they're not going to get, they're not breathing carbon monoxide, you know, car fumes. And, you know, you got to kind of not coddle them, but you at least have to not put them in a protective way.
Well, they do that with criminals all the time. They send them to the hospital. You know what I mean? It's not like they just let people die.
Well, if as soon as they're in custody, they're your responsibility.
Right. And so when you give somebody an ass whipping after they're in custody, man, that's solidly on you.
I've heard too that they were hiring officers to do what they were doing in that line of work that maybe weren't the best of people to begin with.
Kind of like the mayor of Kingston. Lummy, you into that? You've been getting into it?
Yeah.
And I got to get back
into
it.
Is that because nobody wants to be a cop? Is it one of those deals?
I think they're short on staff. I think in today's age, man.
Like, why would you ever want to be a cop?
If you would want to be a police officer 10 years ago, so that you could, I mean, listen, cop work can, I mean, I know some cops that are making, you know, with overtime over $100,000. You know,
yeah, it's public record. I was looking up what a few St. Pete cops were making.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of money to be made in cop work, but
well, yeah, it's a dangerous job.
I was telling Lummy the other day about what some of these St. Pete cops were making.
Buck 40.
There's
some guys that have been on the force that are now on the drop program that Blitz have been there like, you know, 25, 30 years mm-hmm. that are making $140,000 with overtime and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I'm cool with that.
And so, but listen, so what let's say you got into cop work, you know, 20 years ago. You're getting ready to retire. You're going to have a great pension. Mm-hmm. You're going to have great benefits. You're able to weather the storm through all of our, you know, social things that we've gone through. And you had a, you know, when you got into to being a cop, it wasn't the cesspool of humanity that you're dealing with now. And, you know, you didn't have all this social media and all the body cams.
Respectable work. Yeah.
Now, who in the hell, regardless of what it pays, would want to deal with the degenerate society that you're dealing? You're not dealing with the best of people. You're not dealing with Bubba Klim that you pull over and you ask why he's speeding and he's polite to you. And I have my driver's license ready and I'm not going to pose any threat to you at all. And if you've asked me to step outside my vehicle, I will. You know.
By the way, that's also why you won't get shot.
Right. And if they ask me, you know, if they can search my car, I'll say, no, sir, I'm not going to let you search my car. And they're like, okay, we're going to go get a dog. I say, okay, that'd be fine. Get a dog. Where would you like me to sit? Or would you like to, you know, handcuff me and detain me while you do this? No problem. You know, whatever. I mean, if they're going to search your car, but they're going to search your car.
Yep.
You might as well not fight the guy.
Nope.
So, but you're not dealing with that guy. You're dealing with people that are running from you, that are shooting at you, that are calling you a mother effer.
And a lot of them know, like, hey, if I get arrested again, I'm going to jail for a while, and they don't want to do that.
Right,
so.
And then you got Big Brother on you at all times.
Well, I think even beyond that, the element that's kind of new is that if you're a white guy cop.
Guilty.
That, God, you're probably going to be a little less trigger happy than you used to be.
Absolutely.
And then you're in more danger because the bad guy might be shooting you before you shoot him.
Right. I mean, remember that girl?
And God forbid you get to him first. Now you're racist. And,
right.
And people know your name and your face and they can harass you and all
if
that
If you're
stuff.
A white guy that's entering cop work and you pull over a not-so-good guy and he has a gun.
And God forbid he's not the same color as you.
Right, and he's African-American man, and he's a little trigger-happy, and you're not very trigger-happy just because of the society we live in.
You don't want to be considered racist or
right.
something.
So, you know what? What you should have done is, you know, procedurally pulled your gun out and shot the guy because he had a gun, and he was pointing it towards you. But you hesitated. You hesitated just that one, and now you're dead.
You're dead.
Yep. And your wife, and you've lost your whole family. I mean, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Who would want to get it? And plus, you got Big Brother, the body cam, watching you at all times. And it's just, I don't know, man. I wouldn't want to be a white guy being a cop right now.
I feel like even sometimes with video evidence, your name still isn't cleared.
No, you're not. Because
you know?
it's taken out of context.
You could have jujitsued him. It's like, yeah, he had a gun. No, I couldn't have jujitsued him. You know what I mean? So people always will throw that out there.
And then here's the other thing. Let's say that you have the body cam and the media, you know, the guy is showing signs of like he wants to fight you. And so you get him out of the car. There's a big fight that goes on.
Yeah.
And you know, you finally get him apprehended or in custody. But in doing so, you know, Blitch, you had to maybe billy club him or use a few of your things on your utility belt. But nonetheless, it was a clean exchange. The media, you don't know what part of that exchange the media is going to put on there.
They just show you beating them.
And they don't show the 5 minutes that, you know, why he was defiant and had his hands on his wheel and said, I will not get out of this vehicle. Screw you, stupid ass cop.
Swinging at you.
No, they didn't put any of that. They just put on there when you curbed him like Pat McGovern. And that's a cop curbs Jerome, you know, lead story at 5.
Yep.
That's all. They didn't show Jerome fighting the guy, you know, for 5 minutes before, refusing to get out of his vehicle, not being compliant, not rolling his window down, putting you at jeopardy. I tell you, I want to be a cop. I want to be a cop that sits inside and does desk work all day.
Eating donuts.
I wouldn't even want to deal with the society.
No.
I mean, because the society sucks. Our world sucks. People suck. Not all of us. Most of us are actually pretty good. But the ones that do suck, they suck so bad that they ruin it for the good ones. Would you be a cop in today's society, Blitz? If you had to be, I guess you would. But my God, you automatically are guilty. You're white.
Mm-hmm.
You're smart. And you like guns. You're going to prison forever, buddy.
I know. I would never be a cop. And it's not for you know, any reason against the cops. It's the public.
Police work intrigues me. I have so many police officer friends, mm-hmm. and there was a time where, you know, before I got into radio, I would have maybe wanted to be a cop.
You tried to be a sheriff.
Yeah.
That's true.
I tried to be a top cop. But not in today's world. No way. Wait. Not dealing. Because you know why? Here's the one thing of all. I like to be alive. I like to live. I love my family. And here's the deal. Back in the day when you were copping, if you're a good cop, you could pretty much keep yourself out of a jam and you could pretty much ensure the fact that you're going to come home every night because you just knew the bad guys and the good guys and you knew what to stay away from and you knew how to get back up and you just knew the deal. You're a seasoned veteran. In today's society, man, you don't know what you're dealing with and there's a chance you may not come home.
Yeah.
Like that poor kid from Polk County who was just, you know, serving backup. 23 years old, good looking kid. Blake.
Yes.
And all he was
Blaine.
Yeah, Blaine. He was just serving. He was outside while his, you know, superiors were serving a search warrant into this known meth head bitch's house. And he's not even in the, and there's a shot, several shots fired inside the mobile home. Goes through the tin, you know, the one zillionth inch of tin skin and hits this guy underneath the armpit, the only place that is that his vest doesn't cover, and kill him. Mm.
And it seemed like he was fine at the beginning, remember? And
yeah, they said the bullet just said maybe in the shoulder, but it wasn't just contained in the shoulder area. It actually had traveled down to the heart and penetrated the heart, and he was dead. So, yeah, screw being a cop.
Yeah.
I think we're done for the day. Lummy, you wanted to do a sports show, and
yeah,
I got to poop. And I'm going to the ball game.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.